Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. One of the things that can help patients in hospitals, believe it or not, is art. Groups like the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine have shown that art can help patients as well as the staff. ArtServe and Holy Cross Hospital are putting together this idea into practice. They're hosting Femme Empowered, an art exhibit at the Dorothy Mangurian Comprehensive Women's Center at Holy Cross Healthplex. One of the artists whose work is going to be on display is that of Lori Pratico, a self-taught artist, and she joins me now in studio. Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Self-taught. I'm gonna ask you about that because that to me is the fascinating part. Your work deals with female empowerment, and you mentioned to my producer that a lot of what you paint deals with your upbringing as an artist. Why did you decide, where in your life did you decide that you wanted to put women at the center of your work?
I'm not sure it was ever a conscious decision. I have always drawn people since I was a kid. That's just what I gravitated towards. And I think empowerment was always the underlying theme of my work. You know, it was being able to see certain characteristics of a person, making it look like the person became easy. It was more about capturing a feeling, capturing an emotion, so that when the viewer saw it, they felt like they knew the person. And I just felt that women were often represented in a way that we don't see them. We don't really see them. And I wanted people to look at my artwork and look a little longer and maybe see something a little differently than they might typically see in paintings of females.
Self-taught. You started at a very young age. I mean, that. What does that mean? At what point did you decide you wanted to start doing art?
When I was 5 years old and they threw a smock over my head and put me in front of an easel with finger paints, that was pretty much it.
I remember those days too. There was a lot of fun. I think I was just having more fun, you know, making messes, but that was me.
Well, that's what it was about. Yeah. They let me make a mess and I wasn't allowed to make a mess at home. My home and my upbringing was very tidy and very, you shouldn't stand out. You shouldn't draw attention to yourself. You know, it was being ladylike meant really, you know, just kind of melting into the background, right, kind of thing. So this was an area in my life where I could stand out and be a mess and be messy and get paint on me and express myself that I wasn't finding anywhere else.
What does it mean to be self-taught, though? What is that? How did you learn?
You know, self-taught is an interesting term because we learn from life. You know, I just drew all the time. And I work with kids a lot, and I hear kids say to me all the time, you know, that they're not an artist. I hear adults tell me they're not an artist. And I say, you know, when you play an instrument or you play a sport, you have to practice. And I loved art, so I practiced. I did it all the time. I practiced like you would practice a piano. I practiced, you know, and I became very good at it. I wasn't necessarily innately good at it.
But to make a career out of it, that's, I mean, come on. You're a mom. You're a single mom. All girls, right?
Girl and boy twins.
Girl and boy twins. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, I mean, look, I remember being an art student and I always kept hearing the get ready to be the starving artist.
Yeah, and I can't stand that term, you know, because I was getting coffee the other day and the girl that was checking me out was like, oh, you must be an artist because I had paint all over me, which I usually do. And I said, yes. And I showed her what I was working on. And she was like, oh, you actually make money doing this. And I was like, why is that still like such a big surprise? You know? So, yeah, I knew if I wanted to be an artist, I was going to have to figure out a way to make money doing it. And I've worked for myself and raised two kids and found a way to make money being creative in the creative industry since I was 18 years old.
Let's talk about this exhibit. This is fascinating. Again, being put up by ArtServe and the Holy Cross Hospital. How did this collaboration come together for Femme Empowered?
Well, I think when you talk about feminine empowerment and art, I'm probably a local name that comes to mind. I have a project that's a national project called Girl Noticed that I travel with that is all about empowering women, showing girls and women their value. So ArtServe, I'm the resident artist at ArtServe, and when they knew that Holy Cross was going to entitle their show Femme Empowered, I'm sure that that was, they thought, oh, well, Lori kind of fits into that perfectly.
I mean, then at that point, they reached out to you?
And they reached out to me, yes. And I chose six artworks to be part of the show that really kind of span a time period of me empowering myself as a woman and as an artist. They span about a 15-year time period.
In part, it tells the story of you.
Exactly.
Let's talk about one of the pieces, Adolescence. How do you describe it to people right now for radio?
Adolescence is a portrait of my daughter when she was about 12, 13 years old. And it's very androgynous. It was originally called Grace, which is my daughter's name. And I changed the name of it because people would look at the painting and not know if it was a male or female. And because she was at that age that you wouldn't necessarily know. And it's just bold colors. And you can tell that it's whoever it is, male or female, they are completely embracing who they are. There's a freedom of expression in the painting of who this person is. And at that time in her life, that's exactly where she was in her life. She was finding herself, figuring out who she was, and she wasn't afraid to be who she was, which to me is what female empowerment means. It's knowing who you are, knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses, and embracing them and being yourself.
And you know what, you talked about the project that really, that you spent a lot of time traveling around, you know, and sharing with people, as Girl Noticed, and looking at some of the work. I mean, because a lot of the work, you're posting murals in different places.
Yes.
And these are fascinating. It's portrait-like images of different women, and but more than that is also empowering words that go with those, the stories that you're sharing of these women.
Yes, the words come actually from the nominations often, that the girls and women that are portrayed on the walls in these large charcoal murals are words that come, those women and girls are nominated from their communities to be noticed. So that in itself, the nomination process is empowering. And then from there, I choose one to four girls, females, to put on the wall. And they're in charcoal so that they fade off the wall. And that sends that message that there's a window of time to notice the girl, notice what she values in herself before it may fade away or change.
You know, I mean, listening to this and the work that you're doing with ArtServe, for this exhibit, it seems like, and I want to know at what point in your life, where did you start to formulate as an artist, you know, your style and what you're trying to do? You go from finger painting to all of a sudden at some point in your life, it's like, no, this is how I express myself. And this is the story I want to tell. Is there a point where you could say that's when it happened?
Yeah, it was kind of a progression. I wanted to do a series of portraits, and I chose about 10 to 15 years ago to do a series of 35 portraits of females with tattoos. And at the time, that was not something you normally saw, was a female with tattoos. And that turned into a series called Dare to Be Different. And it was about women that had pink hair and tattoos and just really owned it, though. They owned who they were. And I was kind of living vicariously through them because that was not me. I wanted to be them. And I was more just kind of mom, you know, your ordinary.
I know every now and then I see somebody with purple hair and I'm like, I can't do that. But, you know.
Right. You know, and I kind of always wanted to have the pink hair and those things. But I didn't, because there was still that part of me. It was like a tug of war of fitting in and standing out.
It's part of the artist's journey. Sometimes it's seeing what you want in yourself.
Absolutely.
In other people.
Yes. So that was really my defining moment of when I realized my work had a voice, because people were getting what I was trying to say through those portraits. They were seeing I had senior citizens approaching me and saying, wow, like if I saw this girl on the street, I'd walk right by her and probably judge her. But I see your portrait and I see a beautiful woman. And when I saw that I could relay that kind of a message through a painting, I said, well, okay, what do I want to say? And I'm going to say it in a big way. And that's what led me to the murals and to Girl Noticed.
I'm talking with Lori Pratico. She's a South Florida-based artist and executive director of the local nonprofit called Girl Noticed. They are a community project that empowers young women through the arts. Now, she's one of the two artists, by the way, selected as part of a new exhibition called Femme Empowered. We have photographs on display now at the Women's Center at Holy Cross Healthplex, and we'll share more on our social media at WLRN Sundial so you could check it out. I mentioned earlier, and to me, this is a fascinating thing because, you know, the art student that I was, you know, I remember studying how going back hundreds of years, they were putting art in hospitals because of what it could do to help with patients. Why do you think it's important to have art in that kind of space?
Well, you know, when I read about the center and what the center was about and the fact that this is a women's center that was developed by women. And how important is that? It's a women's center. You know, being a woman is scary. And so, and the things that we have to do medically and mammograms and all, and, you know, all the different kinds of things that we would need to take care of our bodies. We don't talk about it enough. We don't, even with each other, sometimes we don't talk about it enough. So they're creating a safe space for women. And, you know, they have a spa there. It's like a spa-like atmosphere. And they said, hey, we need artwork. We need a gallery. How amazing is that? You know, to me, it's just saying we're going to bring this human factor into what's otherwise a sterile environment and try to make a woman as comfortable as we can possibly make her so that she's going to come back for that follow-up appointment. She's going to come back and take care of herself.
And how did that, I guess, influence the work you wanted to post up there?
Very much so, because I wanted to choose colorful pieces. I wanted to choose pieces that felt good, the art that I chose sends the message of hope. You see hope in my paintings. You see that sense of freedom of expression in my paintings. Emotions that I would think when you're sitting in a waiting room are emotions that, you know, you can relate to. And I hope that my paintings are comforting and inspiring to the people that go through there.
It seems like, in because of what you said earlier, some of the experiences you've had with people who have encountered your work, it made them think. And I've wondered if you've also heard stories of people who have told you how maybe your work maybe helped them in their healing in some way, if you've encountered that yet.
Yes. A lot of it is that emotional factor, that people discover something about themselves that maybe they didn't know was there. And self-discovery is always, when we become aware of anything about ourselves, that's where growth starts. So, you know, I've had many people tell me I've made them aware of a feeling that they had or a thoughts that they didn't realize they had, and through my artwork. And that's wonderful, because that's where you're going to grow.
All right, so I wanted to dig a little deep into the artist, you know, life here. I always love talking to artists. I want to know a little bit about your studio, your space, how you work. You know, for you, what's like the ultimate space for you? What does it look like if you take me there?
Oh, the ultimate space would be a really big warehouse.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Where I can make the biggest mess possible.
Okay. But artists I know, but their space, whatever it is,
yes, my studio, I have a wonderful space at ArtServe as their resident artist. It is a great space. So I have bookshelves lined with, when we talk about self-taught, everything I learned out of a book. Whether it be, you know, my self-growth or my art
Yeah.
You know, it was always going to a reference book and seeing, well, how do you do that? Now you have YouTube and you can go on and watch videos. But back in the day when I was coming up, you needed a book.
Girl Notice was, you said you used a lot of charcoals.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite medium?
Honestly, that's something else that's kind of cool about being self-taught is I was never taught mediums. I don't know the correct way to use the tools. So I just experiment with everything. And that experimentation process is what really is what fills me creatively.
You know what?
So I love paint. I love charcoal. I love pencil. I love it all because it's like always something new for me.
You didn't have a stuffy professor behind you.
Exactly. This is the way you have to do it. Right.
Again, talking with Lori Pratico. She is a South Florida based artist and again, chosen as one of the artists for the new exhibit called Femme Empowered at Holy Cross Hospital in Fort Lauderdale. Lori, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I really
appreciate
it.
It's a pleasure being here.
And that's our program for this Wednesday, June 12th. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.